Well, you got a problem with that in New York. You know, you don't like the music. Well, what's the problem here?
Yeah. The Home Office in New York complaining that they wanted more rock and roll today. Well, fair enough. You know, I get that. It's all good. All right. So I want to continue down because it's strange to me, having grown up in the Midwest and having, you know, a baseline of common sense, accountability, you know, work ethic, all of these things that seem to be absent from a lot of young folks today. So it's bizarre to me to see people advocating for the complete takeover of government, that government is the answer to everything, because in my life, government's been the answer to just about, well, nothing, right? I don't want a handout. I don't want the government holding my hand. I don't want a government check. I don't want a government guarantee. Can we have real conversations about health care and baseline coverage? Sure, that's reasonable. We can have that conversation, a baseline of coverage and protection against catastrophic failure or catastrophic disease. Okay, that's fair. I understand that. A baseline of healthy visits to the doctor here and there so that people don't get sick. Okay, but it doesn't mean you get everything all the time. Can I see a baseline of support for students going to college and trying to better themselves? Yes, I can. Does it make sense to me that the taxpayers foot the entire bill? No, it doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to me that the government will come in and tell me, you know, how long I can use my furnace or my air conditioner or how many miles I can drive my car? No, and trust me, those things are coming. Those things are coming. That's why you have these meters on homes that can talk to all your appliances. Smart meters talk to all of your appliances inside your home. They know how long your dishwasher is on. They know how long your air conditioner is on. And if you're running your air conditioner at peak, you know, because you like it to be 68 degrees inside when it's 95 outside, well, that's too much energy. The monitors, the little cubes that go in cars, which are already in cars all over this country, they're used for fleet work. And I believe in California now they do the same thing, which will limit the amount of resources you can use because it will limit the amount of miles you can drive. And of course, then you've got autonomous vehicles driving you around. Hey, I want to go to the bar. No, you can't go to the bar. You've had drinks a couple times this week. I'll just take you home. Really? Well, I just want to go for a Sunday drive. No, you can't do that either because you've already used your units for the week when it comes to the amount of driving you can do. Your energy units for the week have been used up. Well, if you want to go someplace, you walk. But I live out in the country. Well, we suggest you live in the city because we don't want you living out in the country either. These are all things that are on the horizon. And it may sound far-fetched to you, but I can assure you it is not. The level of control over the individual in the United States of America from the time I was born until today is exponential. The amount of regulations, the amount of limitations, the amount of legal requirements for just about everything under the sun has gone up exponentially since the day I was born. That's a fact. That's a fact. Rules, regulations. If I want to go braid hair, I have to get a license and pay the state for the right to do that, the right to braid somebody's hair, the right to cut their fingernails. I have to go pay the state to get a license to cut fingernails. You know, I don't think cutting fingernails you need a license for. You know, cutting grass, doing landscaping. You know, if I don't cut somebody's lawn very well, I'm not going to be in business very long. The market will decide. But in this world, your neighbors, your liberal neighbors, think they should tell you how you're going to get your hair cut, how your nails are going to be trimmed, how your yard is going to be mowed, all of it. Oh, and by the way, when they give you licenses so that you can actually go to work to contribute, they'll charge you money for that. And then if you're successful at it, if you become somebody who can mow 100 yards a day and you make a tremendous amount of money, they'll turn you into a villain. Oh, he's one of those rotten one percenters. You know, the rich getting richer. He needs to share that. We have too much income inequality. No, what we have is work inequality. We have work inequality in America. If you're willing to roll up your sleeves and get it done, you can get a lot in this world today. You need to roll up your sleeves and get to work. You need to get out there because I'll tell you this. The people that I know that are the most successful are the ones that work the hardest. It didn't come to them magically or accidentally. They worked hard. And that's true of anybody that I know that has been successful in this country. Sure, I know of people that have inherited money. But of those people, I don't see a lot of success. What I see success with is people that roll up their sleeves, people that are willing to get down and get their hands dirty and make something happen. There's not income inequality in America. There's a work ethic inequality. People that want to put in average effort but get extraordinary return. That's what we've got a plethora of now because we've shown people this is what your life should look like. Here's the cover of the magazine, and here's Pimp My Ride, and here's, you know, Hollywood Cribs or whatever's on TV. And here's all this luxury and opulence. Why do they have that and I don't? I should have that. They owe me. Owe you for what? Get used to it. There's always somebody smarter. There's always somebody who works harder. And there's always somebody who earns more. And you're not entitled to it just because you're here. You're not entitled to your neighbor's income just because you're here. Not in my mind, anyway. Yes, there are certain things we have to take care of. The common defense, that includes things like police coverage and firefighting coverage and the national defense, the Army, the Marines. Yes, that's common defense. That's something we provide for. We pay for that. That's not socialism. That's an insurance policy that we all help pay for. Socialism's when you take and distribute the fruits of somebody's labor to others that did little or nothing to contribute to get it. That's where the problem and the disconnect lies in this country. I don't deserve to go take my neighbor's paycheck. I'm not entitled to the fruits of his labor. I mean, when I see a liberal, I just look at him and say, well, how much of my paycheck do you think you deserve? It's frightening, isn't it? Frightening that we have so many people that think that way. 52 after on a Monday, it's the Steve Gerber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.